2 Corinthians, chapter 9. More about the collection. It is not necessary for me to write to you about assistance to the saints. I know your readiness, and I praised you before the Macedonians. I said, in Achaia, they have been ready for the collection since last year. And your enthusiasm carried most of them along. So I send you these brothers of ours. May all my praise of you not fall flat in this case. May you be ready, as I said. If some Macedonians come with me, let them not find you unprepared. What a shame for me, and perhaps for you, after so much confidence. So I thought it necessary to ask our brothers to go ahead of us and see you to organize this blessed work you have promised. It shall come from your generosity and not be an imposed task. Remember, the one who sows meagerly will reap meagerly, and there shall be generous harvests for the one who sows generously. Each of you should give as you decided personally and not reluctantly, as if obliged. God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to fill you with every good thing, so that you have enough of everything at all times, and may give abundantly for any good work. Scripture says, He distributed, He gave to the poor. His good works last forever. God, who provides the sower with seed, will also provide him with the bread he eats. He will multiply the seed for you and also increase the interest on your good works. Become rich in every way and give abundantly. What you give will become through us a thanksgiving to God. For this sacred relief, after providing the saints with what they need, will result in much thanksgiving to God. This will be a test for them. They will give thanks because you obey the requirements of Christ's gospel and generously share with them and with all. They shall pray to God for you and feel affection for you because the grace of God overflows in you. Yes, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.